Hey, Karen, what are we doing with this song, Ballin' and Jack? Sounds kind of risque to me. Why do we want to record something like that?
That's exactly what we should call it, because that's exactly what we are doing.
Mm.
You see, it all starts with the train. 1870s railroad. When they were building railroads, steel was expensive, so if the track got bent, they used the ball and a jack to straighten it out.
Okay. What does that have to do with us?
Straightening it out? Tending to business? All right, let me try this another way. When the railroad was built, the system didn't work if the trains didn't stay on time. All right? Sometimes the conductor got behind schedule and have to go fast around the curve. He would tip that train just so. You could almost feel the wheel coming off the track, but it didn't, because he knew what he was doing. And that's what they called balling the jack. The varnish wagon was running late. The big boys back at the Beehive were getting nervous. The brass pounder would tap out. Super Chief, out of Chicago, bound for L.A., balling the jack. And the big boys would settle down, know what I'm saying?
No.
Not to the train. What? The night train? The freedom train? The A train, the soul train, the coal train, the midnight train, the Georgia and the Chicken Bone Express, the milk train, Pullman Porters, Underground Railroad, and you don't see the connection.
I get all that, but what I don't see is what does that have to do with us?
Come on, Moon, you're making me dig deep on this one. They say those that know don't talk, and those that talk don't know. So there's only so much we can go into here on the record. But you know this music didn't come over here on the Mayflower, right? So it was born where it was born, in the juke joint, the after hours. Underground spots with bootleggers, number runners, flappers, cats like Mac the Knife, Pistol Pete, Killer Joe, Limehouse Kid. To call it gangster jazz would be kind of redundant, know what I mean? So down on the main stem, 7th and T, or up in Harlem on 125th, the south side of Chicago, the Super Bowl in New Orleans. Sometimes a man would get his back up against the wall. He'd get to the point where he had to put it all on one hand, his whole stack. He knew they weren't going to take him to court to get their money back, right?
Damn right about that.
You had one go. It was do or die. It was either all going to come together or all fall apart. He'd say Miss Odessa or Miss Stephanie. Man, put it all on 777. No box, no parlay, scrape. And she'd say, so you ball in a jack? And he'd say, yes, ma'am. And she'd say, you know what this means? And he'd say, yes, ma'am.
Oh, so we're playing the numbers?
More like working the numbers, if you know what we mean. Moon, look at it like this. You're standing on the edge of a ledge, looking down a mile drop, your own fiscal cliff. Nobody knows what you're trying to do, but you do. They think you're crazy up there on the edge of a ledge, a mile in the air. All betting against you. But you know that space is the place. You prayed on it, meditated on it, did your homework, your schoolwork, your lab work, your field work, and all signals are green. And so despite what they bet on, you are betting on you.
So we're not buying lotto tickets, are we?
Nah, Slim, we're selling lottery tickets.
Well, shoot, baby, that's all you had to say. Let's get to work.
First you put your two knees close up tight. Swing them to the left and then you swing them to the right. Step around the floor kind of nice and light. And then you twist around all of your might. Spread your loving arms way out in space. Do the eagle rock with style and grace. Drag your footway round and bring it back. That's what I call ballin' the jack. We'll be right back. you put your two knees close up tight. Swing up to the left and then you swing up to the right. Step around the floor kinda nice and light. And then you twist around all of your might. Spread your loving arms way out in.